Welcome to WFUV's Take 5, interviews and performances from our New York studios. Learn more about us at WFUV.org.
Support for NPR podcasts comes from Sony Pictures, presenting All the King's Men. Sean Penn leads a cast including Sir Anthony Hopkins. All the King's Men is in theaters September 22nd.
When Matthew mentioned to me a couple years ago that maybe we should do a record together, we never thought it would be a covers record, but you know, it just seemed so fun, and we could jump right into the studio. All we had to do was pick the songs and we were ready to go.
With two careers steeped in the sounds of the 60s, Matthew Sweet and Susanna Hoffs didn't have any problem interpreting the music of the era, and they had more than a few favorite songs to choose from. This is Take 5, supported by Rough Guides, smart guides for smart people. Hi, I'm Rita Houston. Matthew Sweet and Susanna Hoffs are no strangers to paying tribute to the songs and sounds that inspire them. Matthew's 1991 retro classic, Girlfriend, remains one of the great rock albums of the decade. And with the Bangles, Susanna Hoffs mixed a steady array of covers in with her own chart-topping hits. Now the two distinct voices have come together as a duo, and on the album, Under the Covers, Volume 1, you'll get a lesson in music history of sorts with hit songs and obscure tracks from the 60s. It's a decade that means a lot to both Matthew and Susanna, and when they spoke with me at FUV recently, they were happy to explain why.
One thing that's really important about that time is everything was sort of fresh. You know, rock and roll was new. There was a real sense of excitement and exploration and kind of discovering new things that were really exciting. Music's just very different right now in this era. You know, it's influenced by a lot of things, including that people don't focus on records like they used to because of the internet. In our day, an album really meant something, you know, to us. But because of the way the music was recorded and that spirit of it, it just kind of lives on and kind of remains a thing to attempt to beat, sort of. And I think for both of us, we just love that era and we rooted our own music in it. And we didn't really do much that was overtly political on our record, but it felt like just reviving the feel of that time, it's kind of a good time. You have this backdrop that's extremely Vietnam-like, you know, going on. And in a way, we just kind of wanted our record to be just like a little ray of sunshine in more difficult times, you know.
When the rain comes, they run and hide their heads. They might as well be dead. When the rain comes, when the rain comes, when the sun shines, they slip into the shade and sip their lemonade when the sun shines. When the sun shines, rain. I don't mind.
You remember the first record you bought?
I bought 45s, you know, for a while when I was real young, second, third, fourth grade. I had some 45s, like, you know, Wildfire and really weird,
I used to cry.
Weird things. I was my first fell in love with some girl, and it was like Wildfire was like the theme song to it. So funny. But no, when I started buying albums, I think it's around the time of like ELO, A New World Record. I think I was in like fifth grade, and I was playing violin with the junior youth orchestra. And like, so I became fixated. I wanted to electrify my violin because ELO had like electric violins. And
some of the first records I bought, Carole King Tapestry. And I studied that album cover so carefully. Every little piece of the needlepoint, you know, covered. Isn't there like a needlepoint thing on that? And then I had Sweet Baby James.
Right.
And also Neil Young, the one with Heart of Gold, after the Gold Rush. So those were some of the first ones I got, as I recall.
I wanna live with a cinnamon girl. I could be happy the rest of my life with a cinnamon girl. A dreamer of pictures, I run in the night. You see us together chasing the moonlight, my cinnamon girl.
The Neil Young tune, Cinnamon Girl, performed by Matthew Sweet and Susanna Hoffs. You'll find the complete interview and more in our archives at WFUV.org.
Take 5 is supported by Rough Guides. Information at roughguides.com. Smart guides for smart people.